Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Two members of the United States Congress have been barred from entering the Jewish State of Israel. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table with more details and a change of heart by the Israeli government.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Why is this such an interesting development today?
Well, Jimmy, actually the two congresswomen were invited to participate in that much larger congressional visit where it's an Israeli foundation that sponsors those trips for new congressmen and women to come and see Israel and meet with Israeli leaders. They're also free to meet with Palestinians, and many of them do, and to see other things as well. But these two women, especially Talib, whose grandmother lives in Samaria, they made it clear through their program that they were not going to see Israel. They said they would meet with no Israeli officials, no opposition Israeli leaders, wouldn't go to any Israeli sites, would just go to Palestinian sites in Palestine. In fact, they said their visit was to Palestine, not to Israel, as Prime Minister Netanyahu pointed out. And the Israelis have a law, Jimmy, that bans anybody that supports or publicly advocates, I should say, the boycott, disinvestment, and sanctions movement against Israel from coming to the country. It's against Israeli law to do that, and so Prime Minister Netanyahu was just abiding by what is the Knesset law here. And Jimmy, you know, Talib released a statement after she asked Prime Minister Netanyahu through Interior Minister Ari Dery if she could just come and visit her 90-year-old grandmother, and she said, I wouldn't do anything else but visit her. He said, come, you're free to do that. That was Friday morning, and then she tweeted back, no, under those, quote, oppressive conditions you're putting on me, I won't go. The Interior Minister replied, well, this exposed her true motives, provocative request aimed at bashing Israel, he said. It was a ridiculous plan. They should have gone with the other Congress people that were there. They would have heard both sides. The government of Israel made up its mind, but again, based on Israeli law.
David Dolan with details behind Israel not allowing two members of the United States Congress to enter the Jewish state. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. In the last days, the Jewish state of Israel will be evil spoken of, and in the time of the end, the world will want to destroy this chosen state of the Jewish people. God has a plan for the Jews, 2 Samuel chapter 7, which is the Davidic covenant. That plan will be fulfilled, or the world could say that Jesus cannot keep his promises. Jesus can and will keep his promises, especially those that he made in Ezekiel chapter 34, where 18 times he says, I will. He does all that he says he will do because of his holy name's sake. That's Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 22. God's plan will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...